Whenever you hear the song Waka Africa by Manu Dibango, then it's time for African Perspectives. Welcome to African Perspectives, the show dedicated to the music of and issues about the African continent and Africans in Georgia and the entire Southeast. I am your host, Akinloye Ojo. As they say in Isishona, across the South African nation of Zimbabwe, Mauya, welcome to another edition of African Perspectives, our precious time together to add value to the idea of the mother continent through music and words. Even within this anxiety-filled season, it is still a delight to be with you again for a weekly gathering and celebration of Africa and Africans. This continues to be a period of high anxiety and worry as the coronavirus and the health guidelines to stop its deadly spread has completely changed the way people live and relate to one another across the world. We sincerely hope that we will all continue to follow the recommendations of our health officials and do our best to slow and optimistically stop the spread of COVID-19. Hope we all had a wonderful family and community-focused Memorial Day celebration last weekend. Our continued gratitude and appreciation to all of those who have given their lives in the service of this nation, including all the essential workers who recently lost their lives in the ongoing fight against the coronavirus. We thank God for their memories and wish their families and friends God's peace and strength. Our show today is about you, our dear listeners. It is our second listeners' appreciation show for the year. Today, we share our continued appreciation of your support for African Perspectives.
together. This unity among the people every day, fussing and fighting. That disunity among the Jaja people. Jayo, shana na shana na to, anati na chibongo, shana na shana na to. Jayo, shana na shana na to, anati na chibongo.
For African unity from Nigeria's rainmaker, Majek Fashek. You're listening to African Perspectives on Athens Public Radio Station, WUGA. Once every 3 months, we set aside a show to acknowledge the support and encouragement that we have and continue to receive from you on this show. If you hear any natural sounds on the show for today, please enjoy it. And as we've always informed you throughout the months of March and April, we're coming to you from the outdoor deck of the residence of a member of the African Perspectives team, Mr. Michael Cardin. We send our best regards to all those who have continued to support our show, the wonderful people who continue to tune in, appreciate the little show of music and commentaries that we're able to bring you each week. It is a difficult period in time, and certainly, most people must be finding it difficult to identify why gratitude. It is worth repeating. It is a painful, difficult, and challenging period in our world. And as our recording time for today's show, the number of deaths due to the coronavirus around the world was over 5.4 million people. And out of that, about 98,000 in the United States alone. Here in Georgia, the number of infected people was over 43,000, with over 1,800 people dead. These are difficult numbers, especially when one considers the fact that many of these people were probably not seriously sick as recently as March 2020. These numbers represent human fatalities that have left people across the world in sadness and in grief. We therefore remember the family and friends of these people represented by these numbers and pray that the Almighty will grant each one of them comfort in their grief. We pray for the end of the COVID-19 pandemic. May the Almighty and the Spirit of the ancestors help the world to contain and fight this virus. We pray that the higher powers heed all of our prayers regarding the coronavirus. As we all reflect on these painfully high numbers of fatalities from the COVID-19 virus around the world, we must individually find room in our heart for gratitude. Gratitude that our loved ones and ourselves have been saved from the infection so far. We must also be grateful that the world is gradually learning to resume as much normalcy as possible without further spreading the virus. And we are grateful for life and for the fact that we are able to get together today for our second quarterly listeners' appreciation show for the year. It is worthy of a song of thanksgiving for sure.
Yes, children, give thanks and praises to the Almighty Father, the ever-living God. Give the thanks and praise. Children, give your thanks and praises. Oh, Jaja children, give your thanks and praises. Oh, Jaja children.
Of the Methodos today on our second listeners appreciation show. On this segment of the show, we are featuring reggae music from the 1997 collection Fly African Eagle, the best of African reggae. Even as we feel the impact of the coronavirus on our lives, we must continue to find a reason to thank God for life. We must also continue to be reasonable and compliant with all the health guidelines provided by our health leaders to protect us from the spread of the virus. And as our political leaders make decisions for most people to return to work, and as many of the closed places of work reopen, with social distancing rules still in place, we sincerely hope that we will all continue to follow these recommendations of the health officials and ensure that we all halt the spread of COVID-19. Even with clearance to go out and mingle, we must all continue to play it safe. We must all continue to maintain social distancing rules to ensure everyone's safety and well-being. A look outside at the bustling environment and the increasing heat tells us that summer is here in our area. Virtually, summer school has started for many students and teachers in our area. We particularly send our regards to the many students who had originally planned to be on the different study abroad programs in Africa and other parts of the world. Even though your travel is suspended due to the COVID-19 pandemic, we hope that you will take advantage of the many online classes being offered across the university, including within the African Studies Institute. The Institute's core and affiliated faculty members are offering about 6 Africa-focused courses over the different summer sessions. We on African Perspectives will also be providing additional tutorials for our student listeners. Over the next fortnight, we'll be focusing on music in Africa. These 2 specialized shows will serve as introduction to our ever-popular 5-week musical safari through Africa. This summer lineup will take us all the way to July. We're turning to our summer schedule early this year in order to provide some gameful diversions for our listeners during this pandemic. We will devote the first 2 shows in June to discussing the genres and impact of music in Africa. We will then follow these 2 introductory shows with a musical safari throughout the 5 regions of the continent, according to our own purposeful division. We will begin in North Africa and move to Southern Africa before going through West, East, and Central Africa, along with the island nations. For now, let us take a quick music break, and when we return, we will provide you some news updates from the continent, beginning in Malawi, where the electoral officer has just resigned, all the way to Madagascar, where COVID organics, the purported remedy for COVID-19 virus, continues to gain continental support. All this and more on our second listeners' appreciation show for the year. Here is Senegal's Touré Kunda with another version of the popular Manu Dibango song, Emma. Enjoy. Emma, Okudo Tukita. Emma, Okudo Tukita. Emma, Okudo Tukita. Emma, Okudo Tukita. Muru Sinowa, Sino Ganginto.
Kalawate, kalawate.
Of Senegal's Tuori Kunda with his own take on the classic tune, Emma. The music is coming to you today as part of our second listener's show for the year. And as we continue our show today, we would like to bring you some news updates from the African continent. Let us begin with the interesting news regarding the island nation of Madagascar and the purported remedy for COVID-19, COVID Organics. On May 17, 2020, Madagascar reported its first coronavirus-related death 2 months after its index case. This was according to the country's National COVID-19 Task Force. The victim, a 57-year-old medical professional, had underlying health conditions of diabetes and high blood pressure. The country, Madagascar, has now reported over 300 confirmed cases with about 115 discharged from the hospital. With this first death, the list of countries without any fatality is now down to 5, with Vietnam, Rwanda, Faroe Islands, Cambodia, and Nepal. This is according to the online coronavirus tracker Worldometer. 2 Sundays ago, we highlighted the exciting and hopeful news from President Andry Rajoelina during an April press conference to introduce the world to the indigenous herbal tonic COVID Organics that was manufactured by the Malagasy Institute of Applied Research. The president had touted the tonic drink derived from this local plant, Artemisia, and other indigenous herbs as cure for people infected with the virus. Since then, several African countries, including the People's Republic of Congo, Tanzania, Liberia, Equatorial Guinea, Guinea-Bissau, and Nigeria, have ordered, received, or expressed interest in the purported remedy, including research experts in these various countries who are now subjecting the tonic and the plant to vigorous testing and experiment. In fact, the Nigerian government consignment of the Artemisia plant was sent directly to the Nigerian Center for Infectious Disease Control for testing. If nothing else, the development in Madagascar has energized the medical and research experts on the African continent to turn their attention to indigenous herbs as candidates for a COVID-19 remedy, in addition to testing Artemisia and its derivatives. We on African Perspectives are excited about this prospect and hope that with systematic and comprehensive testing, Africa can produce a possible remedy for the coronavirus. The World Health Organization says it is not opposed to countries developing research into potential treatment, but they must follow established scientific protocols and guidelines before any product can be recommended for wider use. There are bound to be questions about the guarded response of the World Health Organization to what is becoming a pan-African effort to test indigenous herbs as remedies for the virus. There are also going to be questions about the global silence on the victories that the African continent has made in handling COVID-19 pandemic, especially if we consider the low cost and effective efforts in countries like Senegal and Rwanda. President André Rajoelina of Madagascar continues to encourage African leaders and any other country interested in using and testing the indigenous herb to request free samples. He has threatened to withdraw his country's membership in the World Health Organization and other international organizations, charging that these organizations do not want to see Africa grow. As he charged, Africans have to learn to patronize their own. This might seem like a scheme coming from an African president, but one cannot but wonder.
I'm longing for my people where long time.
To our second listeners' appreciation show, coming to you on our fifth show in the month of May. In another news update out of Malawi, the chairperson of the Malawian Electoral Commission, the MEC, Madam Jane Ansa, has resigned from her post. This is weeks before the reordered national elections. According to reports in the Nyasa Times, the embattled now former chairperson disclosed this on Thursday, May 21, that she has resigned from her position. Ansa revealed this in an exclusive interview with the Malawi Broadcasting Corporation. Madam Ansa also said that her decision to resign comes from the fact that the Supreme Court upheld the High Court sitting in the Constitutional Court ruling that annulled the May 2019 presidential elections and blamed the MEC for having mismanaged the polls. Earlier on April 1st, 2020, MEC Chief Elections Officer Sam Afadika told the Malawian Parliament Legal Affairs Committee that the commission wrote President Mutharika to consider hiring new commissioners as the current one's tenure is expiring on June 5. Madam Ansa declared that she is leaving the commission full of confidence as she did her best on the job. According to her, "I leave full of confidence. I have worked with clean hands and I have no skeletons in my cupboard. I have fought a good fight and I'm happy that I've seen it to the end," she said. Many legal scholars have asked the president to enhance the credibility of the forthcoming presidential elections by appointing a new commission immediately. Other scholars have since asked President Mutharika to enhance the credibility of the elections by replacing commissioners and constituting a brand new MEC. If we all remember, in the May 2019 general elections, the incumbent president, Peter Mutharika, of the Democratic Progressive Party, DPP, was re-elected with 39% of the vote, defeating Lazarus Chakwera of the Malawi Congress Party, who had 35%, and Saul Chilima of the United Transformation Movement, who had 20% of the vote. The DPP also remained the largest party in the National Assembly, having won 62 of the 193 seats. However, the presidential election was challenged in court by Chakwera and Chilima, and in February 2020, the Constitutional Court annulled the presidential election results, citing evidence of irregularities and ordered fresh elections to be held within 150 days. Parliament passed what was called the Parliamentary and Presidential Elections Act on February 24, And this bill set May 19 as the date for the new presidential elections and extending the terms of the members of parliament as well as local councillors for 1 year to allow for annualized presidential, parliamentary and local elections when it gets to 2025. However, in March, the Malawi Electoral Commission announced a new election date of July 2nd. This is 1 day before the 150-day deadline to hold elections that was set by the Constitutional Court. And interestingly, on May 21st, the Legal Affairs Committee of the Malawian Parliament endorsed fresh elections but set the date as June 23rd rather than July 2nd, which tells the story of how much disruption Madam Ansa was managing. Whether Madam Ansa's resignation is accepted or not by the president, we wish the people of Malawi the best in their forthcoming rescheduled presidential elections. As we return to our second listeners' appreciation show for the year, let us identify the main reason why we continue to have this special quarterly dedication to you, our listeners. We are in our 23rd year of coming together periodically to focus on Africa and to share some of the wonderful elements of our African heritage. We began our show on a monthly installment in 1997 before moving into a weekly slot a couple of years later. It was in 2013 that we started coming to you twice each week. Our show back then came on first on Sunday night at 8:30 p.m. and then again on Monday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. It was quite an experience. As we gathered increased number of listeners, we were able to join on either Sunday night or Monday afternoon. A couple of years later, our show went back to once a week, Sunday afternoon. But now we are coming to you for a whole hour. As you continue to join us every Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m., we hope that you will continue to enjoy the show that we, ourselves and you, our listeners, have worked together to make into one of the longest-running locally produced shows on WUGA. Kudos to each and everyone who tune in every week, to those who send in comments about the music and the commentaries, as well as those who send in music requests or who endeavor to share their favorite African tunes with us for the enjoyment of all of our listeners. We particularly want to thank a few colleagues at the University of Georgia who continue to tune in to the show and share their comments and compliments with us each week. These include all of our colleagues in the African Studies Institute, as well as Dr. Masaki Mori, the head of the Department of Comparative Literature and Intercultural Studies, as well as Dr. Brandy Walker of the JW Fanning Institute for Leadership Development, and Professor David Hurley, UGA Professor of Veterinary Medicine, amongst others. We salute all of our listeners and pray for long life for all of us. May the good times continue to roll, even in this season of COVID-19. We thank you for tuning in every week. We also thank you for your comments and email messages about the music and the content of the show. It continues to be exciting and an experience for all of us to meet you in person and to see the diversity represented in the people tuning in to our show. We are quite humbled and appreciate everyone. We will do our best to continue giving you great shows every week.
Kwaniya chibunzonza bunzonzele nisea kwaniya chibunsega bunsele unitila kwaniya chibuntila bunjididi ka unituna kwaniya samubeka kunjingila
mame jambo nini na
Unisakana kwaniya, unisakane tibunisakane, unitila kwaniya, unitila bunjididi, unitsuna kwaniya, tibunzuna bunzuni, kabu nikwenda kwaniya, samubeka kunjingi.
Jambo nini na mema, mame, 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 jambo nini na mema, mame, 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 mame,
ara, ara, rara, ah, 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 ara, pa. Samu dinga na dinga, na mungo tabi bazaba. Japani maelang kopela, au timbeni bopena. Samu dinga na dinga, na mungo tabi bazaba. Japani maelang kopela.
Mame, jambo nini na me.
Do You're listening to Second Listeners Appreciation Show for the year 2020 on African Perspectives, coming to you from WUGA. As it is our practice, we are setting aside this show to express our sincere appreciation to all of you who've continued to support our show in various ways. In the years that this show has been on the air, you have continued to support our meager effort at promoting Africa. And without your support, this show would not still be on the air. As we thank you for supporting African Perspectives all these years, we are also grateful for your continued support for this public radio station, WUGA. With your support, WUGA is growing from strength to strength. We really appreciate all the support. We say thank you to you individually for your comments, suggestions, and general feedback on the show. It might not carry the desired weight when we say this, for you see, the survival of this show on this station is largely because of your continued support. Without you tuning in each week, we will not have African Perspectives. We hope that this love affair will last a long time, if not forever. We're grateful for all those providing leadership in the political and medical realm on the African continent right now in the midst of the coronavirus. We pray that the Almighty and the spirit of the ancestors will continue to support them and guide them to increase their efforts in keeping the numbers of infections and fatalities low on the continent. We're grateful for all the medical professionals on the African continent and around the world working hard to prevent the spread of the virus, but also working very hard to address medical conditions that share symptoms with the virus. With a heart full of gratitude, we see and recognize all the efforts in Africa to fight the COVID-19 virus, and we pray that the numbers will not spike. And if God is willing, a powerful and effective remedy will emerge from the African continent. In celebration of our hope and optimism for the African continent, and in rounding up our second Listeners Appreciation Show for the year, here are two delightful tracks for your listening pleasure. First, we'll be listening to Issa Bagayogo performing Kalanege, and this will be followed immediately by Western Europe's adaptation of Fela's Afrobeat instrumentation with the Lagos Sound System. These two tracks are certainly the unification of Western rhythms with African beats. We hope you all enjoy the selections, the product of this union.
Come on, come on, come on.
Once again, we close today's show by wishing all of us God's protection during this uncertain period as the world battles the COVID-19 pandemic. We sincerely hope that as our state, the state of Georgia, reopens, we will all continue to follow the instructions and recommendations of health officials. We must ensure that we make the right choices to keep ourselves and our loved ones safe. And as we leave today, we pray for the families of those that have been killed by the coronavirus. Finally, on behalf of my colleague working with me to bring you African perspectives, Mr. Michael Cadden, we thank you for tuning in. For all of our political, medical, and public health leaders during this difficult period of the COVID-19 pandemic, for the spirit of carefulness and never giving up that will ultimately save the world, for the forthcoming elections in Malawi, and for you, our longtime listeners, who have been joining us weekly for the last 23 years, we say thank God for Africa and Africans. It is our hope that whatever we do, we will not forget Africa. That'll be all for now. The views and opinions expressed on African perspectives do not necessarily reflect those of this station, the University of Georgia, or the Georgia Public Broadcasting. Thank you for tuning in to African Perspectives on WUGA. On behalf of the African Perspectives team, I have been your host, Akilu Yojo, calling all Africans to the spirit of Ujamaa. I hope you've enjoyed our second listeners' appreciation show as the world continues to deal with the impact of the coronavirus on our daily existence. If so, we hope you join us next week for the first of two specials on music in Africa. This will be another edition of African Perspectives. Until then, I say Odigba, Kwaeri, Sanjima, Kachifo, Kombe, Subanana, Tiwanesa, Uriti, Dinawalu, and So Long.